Jesus and Coffee, episode 2. Listen, this whole podcasting thing is new to me. I'm a radio personality. I done did television. Child, I got a book. But podcasting is like closing my eyes and pretending like I'm in a big old room with a whole bunch of people. But when I open them, ain't nobody there. So it's a brand new space, but I'm so glad to be in this space with you because I feel like it's something that God has been nudging me to do for a while. And although I am a little bit uncomfortable, I do feel like there's purpose in my continuing to honor what God gave me. And I'm just going to keep on doing my thing. So thank you for being here today. Today, I want to talk about honoring who God says you are, despite what other people call you, right? And this came about because my husband and I went on a trip to the tiny homes, actually the getaway cabins, and we went into a Georgia mountain and we went through a couple of towns, a couple of cities, and kept going thinking that we'll run into a store as we get closer. And as we got closer, there were other stores. But what I realized is the pricing of everything was changing. Like, not just the pricing, but the quality. Like, as I was getting closer to where we were going, we were getting further from civilization, if you will. And the stores, like the products in the stores were a little bit dusty. The prices of everything was a little bit more expensive. And I was like, dang. I should have just stopped when we was in that little town. I knew I should have stopped, right? But it began to stir up a little thought in me about how sometimes we will value ourselves based on where others place us. Now, walk with me here. So if you look at bottled water in the airport, it is so expensive. But if you look at that same bottled water in a little corner bodega, it's like a dollar. You might even be able to find bottled water for like a quarter at some places. A quarter water. Remember that? All right. So the water doesn't change, right? The value of it changes based on the access and based on how much they spend or just based on what they feel like marking it up to, right? And so it made me think of us. Like sometimes we will forget who we are because of what we're being called. Like maybe our employer has deemed that we are this title. So because that's the title they call us, we forget that God has called us for something greater. Or maybe we are in a friend circle that only sees us as this person. But you know that God is calling you to be that person. But because they can't see it, hell, you start to forget what God told you about yourself, right? So I just wanted to use this, you know, less than 10-minute podcast to remind you that you are not who they call you. You are who God created you to be. And just because you're in a space right now where somebody maybe doesn't realize who you are yet, or somebody maybe doesn't see your value, you cannot allow that to define you. You cannot allow that to change who God called you to be. Like, just think about in the Bible, Paul. So if you're unaware, Paul started out as a guy named Saul. Saul did not believe in Jesus. He was actually anti-Christian so much that he was killing Christians. Then he had this encounter with God and it made him a believer. So he said, hey, y'all can't call me Saul no more. I'm Paul now. The old me is dead. And now I'm going to bring people to God because I now know who that is, right? Can you imagine how his community looked at him? How his friends and family looked at him? Because you went from Saul, the super OG killer thug, to Paul, the humble servant of God. Wow, right? And when I think about that transition, I think about my own transition. And then all of the things that God is doing with all of us as we continue to grow into who God has us to be. Not everybody's going to believe that. Not everybody's going to value you the way that you are supposed to be valued. And not everybody's going to honor the new label that God has given you. And, you know, talking about the water at the airport, like when you get thirsty enough, maybe you buy that water. Mm-hmm. And people don't say, I'm not buying this water because I don't believe it should cost this much. Listen, it costs what it costs and you pay, period, right? And I believe the same thing when it comes to us. Listen, people will value you. Whatever price you put on yourself, that's what people will pay. And we're not talking money here. We're talking, you can't just treat me any kind of way. That's not who I am. I know that I used to be that person, but I'm not no more. I know that I used to answer to Saul, but I'm Paul now. I know that I used to be okay sitting on a back shelf getting dusty, and that's why I was priced at 99 cents. But now, baby, I'm on a front row. Now I'm in a good package. Now the price went up, and you're going to either pay it or you're going to stay away from me, right? Lose access if you can't afford it. Amen? So, friend, I just wanted to talk to you today about truly honoring what God has called you to be in this world and not allowing external factors to change the way that you value yourself, because you are who he says you are. And if the world don't know now, give them time. They'll catch up. All right, we're going to end this thing like we always do with prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to come to you today just thankful. Lord, I want to thank you for the breath in our lungs. Lord, I want to thank you that we woke up in our right mind. Lord, that we woke up with a roof over our heads. Lord, while we journey to better, we just want to thank you for right now. Lord, we know that we aren't living inside of at least one of our answered prayers. So forgive us if we don't thank you enough. Lord, forgive us if we don't walk with a spirit of humility. Forgive us if we don't value ourselves. Lord, we know that you created us to be such wonderful beings, Lord, and we should walk big, Lord, and we should be courageous, and we should enter the room like you sent us there. And sometimes, Lord, we allow this world to dim our light. Sometimes we come crawling into spaces that we are supposed to stand up strong in. Sometimes, Lord, we hide in the corners when you've called us to be on the stage, Lord, and we just want to say we are sorry for not honoring ourselves, for not living up to expectation, Lord. And we promise that from now on forward, we are going to walk in the light that you've shined on us. Lord, we are going to utilize our gifts and our talents in a way that is going to allow us to walk into different rooms. Lord, is going to allow doors to open automatically as soon as we step forward towards them. Lord, that you are going to send people that value us the way that you value us, Lord, that people are going to see us in a way that we don't even see ourselves, Lord. And we just thank you for that. Lord, we thank you that we were able to come together today. Lord, thank you for the words that you have given me. Lord, thank you that you are allowing me to touch just one person with this podcast, Lord. And Lord, I know that this podcast is going to reach the people that it's supposed to, Lord. And whatever this does, Lord, I'm trusting you with it. So Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to gather today. You say that where two or more of us gather, you're there also. So I thank you for being in this room. Lord, I claim that today is going to be an amazing day, Lord. Good news is going to reach us, Lord. We're going to get emails and phone calls that we are not even expecting. And with those emails and phone calls are going to be breakthroughs. It's going to be good news. It's going to be a change in the tides, Lord. And we're going to stop fighting against the tides, Lord, and learn to swim with them. In your son Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day today, friend. Don't forget to share this with a friend. The more of us that we have on this side, the more they can't beat us on that other side. Amen.